Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Do you think that the Bulls are going to win because Jimmy Butler is not playing?
No, I am skeptical. I am very skeptical.
7 hours later.
Highsmith teardrop down low right up and good on a very difficult angle.
Charlie, is this a 19-0 run right now?
Yes, it is.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Ball game over. Miami 112, Bulls 91. Season is over for the Chicago Bulls. The second straight season in a play-in game, Miami has eliminated the Chicago Bulls.
Next time I play a game, be my 16th season. I ain't trying to play 25 years and nothing like that. Just want to win.
I got to do my job better. It's my responsibility. We obviously cannot roll the same team again and expect different results. So we definitely understand that. I think we need to change things.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that was disappointing the way that the Bulls season ended. We are going to spend a lot of time in the first hour talking about that. It is the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Layla's here.
Hello. Dan, I am here.
Dan
also,
is
so is
for...
my echo.
Yeah. Well,
you guys don't know this, but we're slightly echoing in our headphones while we're talking. So if we get a little loopy,
yeah,
we already are.
We're like an FM station right now, like when GCI would always have the echo in the background, except you're not hearing it, but we're hearing it in our headphones. It'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll launch both of ours vertigo, but we'll do the best that we can.
I've had that happen where I had to interview somebody and my headset was in, but then the reverb was going on in the public address. And then every time somebody's like, are you having a stroke? No, sadly, no. I know this because this is what happens every time.
And Tim Sinclair is like, DeMar DeRozan, then. Or... DeAndre Ayton, 10-10.
That's still my favorite. Tim wouldn't do that.
No, because Tim knows what he's doing.
Tim is quality.
Yeah, he's a good man.
DeAndre Jordan.
Dan. This is how silly this show is starting off today, and we are glad that you are with us. Guess what? The draft is this week in Detroit, and you know what that means? For this show, it means Who's Your Guy? We are doing Who's Your Guy at noon. For those of you on Twitch, yeah, that's right. I printed out the beast.
He killed those trees.
Those trees are already dead.
That's what they all say.
They were already. And
I use a computer and Control F.
I know. It's a little difficult for
Control
me.
Control F is my guy.
This allowed me to be able to read stuff on the couch, though. And that's what I really wanted to do. But we are going to get, and I'm using it as a visual aid. So There it is. I split it
up. Do you keep your beasts? Like, do you keep them this after the draft?
This is the first time that I'm printing it. So I split it up offense and defense.
I did that with something else. And then I had to keep it. And I was like, I really could have just had this as a file.
Well, back in the
day. But I also have like 700 square feet to my name.
I'm trying to think.
Things are a little tidy.
Probably predates you here. We used to use the Pro Football Weekly guide. And the guide used, I mean, they printed, Hub and everyone, like, printed a guide, and he would drop a box here so everyone can just take one and you could just have it. But since they don't do that anymore, we use Dame Brugler's The Beast. And I was like, I need to go analog on this just for my own sanity. So I weighed the cost of it because I don't want to waste paper. And my thing is, I'm not wasting paper because we're using this every day this week. At noon, plus it's a nice reference guide to have once the draft is over and you can look back on some players. So
that's the nice thing. Did you go double-sided?
No, I didn't go double-sided.
I can tell.
I didn't go double-sided just because of how small the font is, and I needed the separation. Mm. I needed to be able to do a better job with the pages. So that's what we're doing at noon.
And 12:25.
But it's not noon, nor is it 12:25. It is 10:10, and we appreciate you being here with us on the Bernstein Home Show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2 o'clock. Here's how I watched, how I consumed the Bulls game on Friday. I actually think that I had a good plan. I was working over a stadium. I did the rally Friday. So I was at the United Center, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna head out. I want to enjoy the Bulls game. Like, I don't want to just sit in the house and watch it. I'm going to go be in the neighborhood, my own actual neighborhood. So there's a little dive Mexican place called Maravillas in Hyde Park, like right on 55th in Lake Park Avenue. I know Oscar, my guy, the bartender there, he sees me. Oh, hola, papa. Well, you know, and we start talking. And I'm sitting there with a margarita because it had been a long week. And I'm watching the Bulls, and you see Miami go on a UConn run, and you go, oh, this game's already over. Like, there is nothing about the Bulls that tells me that they are going to be able to come back and win this game. There were other Bulls fans who were watching that were distraught, and I get it. I get why any fan of this team would be distraught watching this. When you're out there watching Jaquez, who I believe is the same number draft pick as Dalen Terry, you're seeing that guy start while Dalen Terry is barely hanging on and being an NBA player. To watch the Bulls disintegrate against a Jimmy Butler-less Miami team was extremely disappointing.
Well, I was sitting here talking to you on Friday, and I said, I would like to hear a mad Arturas Karnišovas. We got one. It's still very professional.
Well, he,
but
from what
him,
I'm told,
those words were pointed.
I got a text message about that. Someone let me know that the beginning was a written statement because AK wanted to be very clear in the statement that he was making.
You know what? I don't mind that he wrote things down.
Neither do I.
You know what I like? I like when I go to a restaurant and we're ordering something and that person writes things down. I write things down. If you want to be clear in your communication and you feel like you want to go off of something that you wrote for yourself, you go right ahead. I care more about your words than how you're saying them. I care more about your actions than anything. So now what's going to happen next?
You know, Lawrence, I had a really similar experience to you because I also went out for the game. I went to my favorite spot in my neighborhood, Old Irving Brewery. It's a great spot.
Nice.
So I'm chilling there, and, you know, I'm just there alone, chit-chatting like you with the bartender. There's one dude on the other side of the bar that I can't see just losing his mind. Like, the whole game, he's, like, screaming. Every time the Bulls got somewhat back into it, he's like, yeah! And then, you know, he just went silent eventually.
And then you realize it was Ray.
It might have been.
That's what I was doing. Just, but no, I was
Ray
with my
was
family.
Ray was in Logan yelling at the Bulls. We were all yelling at the Bulls.
I wasn't.
More of a professional.
No, it's not that. It's just what made you think that this was something that was going to change?
So I didn't think that they were going to win because I felt uncomfortable on how sure everyone else was that they were going to win. I didn't expect, what I did not have on the bingo card was get blown out. I didn't have embarrass yourself as what they might do. That's what frustrated me.
And then the team that they lost to just showed you what happened against the Celtics.
Right.
I will say it's very emblematic of the season, though, that I felt like that was quite the theme of the season. They would have a big game, and you'd say, wow, why can't they play like this every night? And then the next game, they would just suck.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm so contradictory to you guys today, but to me, the whole point of the season was that they were inconsistent. Yes, they played good teams well, and I was happy to see that. I know that they emphasized clutch, but to me, everything changes when your general manager and your president of basketball operations came out alongside your coach who indicated the same stuff that night, along with your star, and all said, this isn't working in so many words. Like, that was the big piece of it to me. I'm looking at this completely differently if those things aren't said, but they were. So that's how I think about everything that happened.
Speaking of things that were said, we're going to hear from AK coming up. Why don't we hear from Billy now?
Yes.
Because after the game, there was some really good stuff that Billy had to say that might give you an indication of what's gone wrong and what needs to change.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for Arturs. I'm just giving you I'm giving you my opinion. And this is without any conversations with Arturs, but this is just how I feel. You know, I think in my conversations with Arturs, the feeling was, you know, can we generate and create, you know, some continuity, you know, with the group? I mean, I think that was kind of the overriding thing. That continuity just never happened, quite honestly. I don't believe it happened, you know, and the reason it didn't happen because we've got basically two starters out. So it really, and again, I think, and I've said this from day one when all this stuff happened, I think there was enough in that locker room to compete, you know, and whatever it was after the start, we got five or six games above 500. Certainly we want to be better than that. I'm not like championing that, but what could have been a very, very difficult, challenging, disastrous season, those guys turned into an opportunity to get to the playoffs one game away, and we didn't earn that. So I think the plan, at least in my conversations, as you're talking to Arturs, was let's see what this group, let's get, you know, this group together. With the understanding that Lonzo was probably, we knew he wasn't coming back, so it wasn't like, you know, we got this news this summer that we knew that. So I don't know where he is, you know, with that. I don't want to speak for him, but I do know that at least a plan, my conversations with them was, hey, let's keep the group together, continue, let's see what this looks like, let's see if we can make a step of growth, you know, got to get more connected as a team, all that stuff. And with the way the season kind of unfolded with several different injuries, it's really, really hard to sit there and say that there, because there was no continuity this year. There just wasn't, you know. Really from start to finish, we dealt with maybe a lack of continuity, but I think that was the initial goal, was to try to create some consistency.
I mean, that's it to me. When a coach says there was no continuity and the midseason press conference was entirely about being competitive, and part of that included the desire for continuity, you didn't reach your goal. They're talking about it. They're openly talking about it. And I appreciate the honesty. I have all season. They're not going to try to sugarcoat what you're saying. I appreciate their measuring sticks. Like, I appreciate them saying, you know, we wanted to be at this point. I understood why Arturs Karnišovas has said what he said last year. I do. Did it work? No. But I understand what the thought process was. Now they're telling you they want to change. And that was the first indication to me last night that something is going to be different. And my goodness, we are going to hold them to that in this offseason. But I like what we're hearing right now.
I was happy to hear them actually jump out and say some of the things that people who are fans of this team, folks that are observers of this team, have been saying since not this trade deadline, but last year's trade deadline. Because to me, that's where the opportunity for change was available to the Bulls, and they wanted to stick with continuity. And clearly, it's not working.
And that doesn't mean you have to wallow in your mistake then. That doesn't mean that you have to sit there and say, oh, no, we committed to this, even though it's not working. Better stick with it. No. If you want to fix what you think is a mistake, go ahead. And I appreciate Nikola Vucevic. I thought he had an outstanding season last year. But what we've seen this year, to me, that's the flashpoint. You decided to run it back when you decided to sign him to an extension, knowing what was ahead for your two other stars.
Why don't we take a break? But don't go anywhere, because Arturas Karnišovas had some very pointed comments that you, the Bulls fan, need to hear. And you need to hear it. So, like, this is one of the great things about working with Layla. Layla is all about receipts, yo. Like, she's got a notebook right. I'm looking at the notebook right there.
This poor thing, the spine is broken, and I'm almost to a new one.
She's got a notebook full of receipts.
I just opened it to a page that says, Chase Claypool took the whole blanking game off. What are you doing?
See? When we
And then the next one is Assad struggling to throw strikes. Okay, I'm not doing this today.
When we come back, you'll be able to hear Arturas Karnišovas. You can get your own notebook together. Keep these receipts. Let's talk Bulls. Bernstein and Holmes, Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2. Who's your guy at noon on The Score?
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You listen to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You talked about making sure next year that you guys aren't in this play-in situation again. Do you think there has to be wholesale changes for that to happen with this roster?
I mean, I just work here, brother. I'm not the front office, so like I said, I don't think about stuff like that. I ride with the guys in this locker room that competed night in, night out, came to work every day, and put it all into this. So that's what I rock with. So I ain't getting into all that. I don't really, you know, make those decisions and whatnot. So
let's talk about this thing. The Bulls season is over. They have believed in continuity, but apparently not anymore. It's the Bernstein and Holmes show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2 o'clock. Who's your guy is coming up at noon. If you're like, wait, what? Is it draft week already? Yeah, it's draft week. You can tune in on Thursday from 5 to 9 after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of round 1 of the NFL draft. It's the Parkinson Spiegel draft special live from Detroit, including expert analysis from Dave Wannstedt and Patrick Manley. You can tune in on The Score or the Odyssey app. You can also watch Parkinson Spiegel's draft special on Twitch, X, or YouTube. Draft coverage is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Who's your guy is at noon?
And 12:25.
You damn right it is. You want to hear from Arturas Karnišovas?
Yeah, because to me, nothing really matters until the man in the room says it does.
Okay, so everyone take note here. And if you want to do a little active listening and text us while this is going on, feel free. 312-644-6767.
Or hang out on Twitch. What's up, guys?
What's up, y'all? Yeah, I'm rocking my Shawn Michaels shirt today for all the people on Twitch.
They appreciated that.
Sweet chin music. This is what the boss had to say about what the problems are with the Bulls.
Analysis will start right now. And going into free agency, I think we're going to be pretty aggressive the way we showed before. Going into, you know, draft and free agency. And, you know, we obviously cannot roll the same team again and expect different results. So we definitely understand that even with some of the positivity with, you know, the clutch wins and, you know, overtime wins, we're still at 39 and we're playing and we have to somehow generate additional 10 wins. And even with injuries that we suffered this year, I think we need to change things.
With locally and nationally, the perception the last couple of years is pretty fair to say is you guys, the thought is, are more about the business of basketball instead of being serious about winning basketball, whether that's true or not true. The moves you guys have made or lack thereof doesn't do much to argue that point. How do you change that perception and how do you defend yourself right now against that perception that it's business first and winning is an afterthought?
I mean, I always think about basketball. You know, I'm thinking about winning, and that's why I'm here. I'm not here to stay in the middle. But I think the formula that we came up 3 years ago, I thought it was working until a couple injuries, and we're going to have to find these answers in this offseason. Obviously, the results are not what we wanted, and I totally get it. And it's on me to figure it out.
Artur, as you said there yourself, that you don't feel like you can roll with the same group and find success. So kind of the two big questions going into this offseason, do you feel like DeMar and do you feel like Zach both have a place and a path forward here? And how do you approach the offseason, if so?
The way I approach, you know, I'm going to look at a totality in this group. You know, this group hasn't worked. So we're going to, you know, there's a lot of great things in certain individual players and a lot of young guys that took a step forward, and it's positive, but in totality as a group it didn't work. So I'm gonna have to find these answers in off season.
But nothing for on either of those, you just don't know?
Well,
yet,
or, you know, the both sides would, you know, in terms of DeMar, has been great for us for 3 years. You know, he's been invested in, you know, the city of Chicago, and it's been really great to our young guys, you know, so both sides are interested in, you know, continuing. So we'll see what happens in free agency.
You know, obviously I'm not a capologist by any means, but at the same time, it just looks, the way it looks is you're kind of painted in the corner with some of these contracts, and moving them will be tricky, especially if you think you're going to get back, you know, dime for a dime. Is there a chance that, yes, I mean, you don't want to blow this up, you don't want to have a full rebuild, but there's going to have to be some painful years because of the contracts you're currently kind of handcuffed with right now?
I think we've, you know, we can be creative. You know, we've been creative in the past, and, you know, going into this offseason, we're going to basically, everything is on the table. So we're going to look at everything.
Just when you look back on your tenure in Chicago so far, what are the mistakes you've made that you don't want to repeat, or what you want to learn from as you move forward and try to put the team in a better position?
I just realized that, you know, it's a result-driven business, and I'll be evaluated based on results, and I expect that. I just have to do a better job putting the group together, and we all want to win. And that's what I'm here. That's what I'm going to try to do every year. And when we come up short, that's not the result that we want. So.
Joe. Artur, with your conversations with, I mean, obviously Michael was at the game yesterday with the Reinsdorfs, have they expressed to you that, you know, the job you're doing isn't satisfactory in their eyes? Has there any discussion like that where you feel like, you know, your job security is on the line and you've got to do something here quick or get off the pot?
No, I got to do my job better. It's my responsibility. This program is my responsibility. They've been, Jerry and Michael have been really supportive, and obviously their expectation is better results. that's why, you know, diving into this offseason, I put emphasis on turning this program around.
What do you hear there?
I mean, I hear more pointed conversation that there will be action behind those words than I've heard in a while. I brought it up on Friday. I'll bring it up again. Three straight years at the trade deadline where they were the only team in the NBA for that span that did nothing. That says a lot. So for them to actually admit this, that they want to go in different directions, is a good thing. I think part of the reason the Bulls are able to say this and be pointed about it is because there were enough good individual performances that it doesn't necessarily look personal. When you perform better without your max contract player, when two players show remarkable development thanks to investments that you put in place on the coaching side, when you're talking about a comeback player of the year potentially, or most improved player of the year rather, when you're talking about the season DeMar DeRozan had at his age, I feel like there's enough there to where you can say, all right, you clearly saw some results here. So let's hammer down on what is needing to be fixed.
I like the line, in totality as a group, it didn't work.
He's right. And I mean, basketball is about fits, isn't it? That's
yes.
Part of the issue here. It's like you had one stud in your wall holding it down in Lonzo Ball. And when it went out, what happened to your wall?
And they never even tried to replace it. That's there's a couple things inside of the choices that they have made. One, they never went and found a starting point guard. And I get that's hard to find. You stumbled upon a little something with Patrick Beverley, and then you allowed him to walk. Javon Carter didn't really play in the most important game of the year. Neither did Torrey Craig. Now, I know that they were out there. They got minutes when that game was a blowout. Those are supposed to be two of the pieces where you're, because of where you are with the cap, you're working around the margins and they're supposed to be a good fit. Those guys are clearly not a good fit for what it is that you're trying to do. So much so that you went and got veteran help, and the veteran help was on the bench when you were getting dog walked by Miami.
I mean, that's it to me, is those two weren't supposed to be just role players. And you end up with Javonte Greenback, who immediately makes a difference.
Yep.
And that sheds an even bigger light on what you're seeing.
What an indictment that is.
Right. Like, if you're the guy who got hired to be there before him, and you're seeing him come in and immediately plus minus is higher, and you see the pace change, what does that say to you?
It says that the people that are on this team are not doing what they need to do. You're missing something. And from a development standpoint, they deserve credit. Like you said, they made the investment in the infrastructure and the coaching staff. They add Peter Patton. They get better Kobe White. They get better Ayo Dosunmu.
They also got better DeMar DeRozan.
Yes, but they also drafted Patrick Williams.
Yeah, and it's time.
And they haven't been able to unlock that guy. They identified Dalen Terry, who, for all of his energy, I'm not sure he's a rotational player in the NBA. And that, like, having the juxtaposition of him and Jaquez and being able to be like, wow, you can find talent in the middle or even the back half of the first round in the NBA.
Who was drafted in the second round again? Who could it be the focal point of the champion team?
Yeah. Like, these are all things that I want them to do a better job of identifying. So, yes, we should give them credit for Kobe and Ayo. We absolutely should. And keeping DeMar where he's at. They also get demerits for Dalen Terry and Patrick Williams.
And for not trading. You can't tell me that Alex Caruso, as much as you have, it may hurt to let him go. You can't tell me that he wasn't going to fetch you something in the first round.
That is correct. Now, there are other people. Shams and I talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, that maybe it wasn't as big as most people thought. But if you were to come off of the idea of two number one picks, to just to get a number one pick, for a player that we all love, but also can't stay healthy enough when it matters, you have missed an opportunity. And I think it's pretty clear that they missed an opportunity.
Here's the thing, though, is Billy Donovan at the beginning of last season was trying to tell you at Summer League he was concerned about what was going on. Not this season that just ended. Beginning of last season. So now you're talking, what, 2.5 years ago?
Yes.
And rim protection was brought up and roster fit was brought up. And we know that Billy got extended. So where in there do those opinions matter? Where in there do you find a discussion about this roster? Because now you're willing to admit you're going to make some changes.
Well, I'm hoping that they can find those changes because there's not a lot. Like, Joe's right. Cowley's right when he says there's not a lot you can do. You got to be better. You have to be better than the Torrey Craig, Javon Carter thing. Like, those guys have to matter for you. And they really didn't this past season.
If you're going to accept the truth about your five being a one-way player, and you're going to accept your what would you call DeMar? I guess you know, like, he's been the four recently, but he's also been the three. So if you're accepting the point about DeMar being your mid-range guy, then you needed your four in Patrick Williams to be absolutely pivotal.
Lights out.
And then you needed your point guard to be what?
On top of it.
Right. So that's what concerns me is you accepted your truths about your two, who should be your three also, and then your five. And that makes your four and your one the only real places where you can make a difference.
Better get it right. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, Layla brought up something interesting that we haven't talked a ton about because everyone knows who the number one pick is going to be. But that pick of Caleb Williams makes a significant mark in the career of one Ryan Poles. So we're going to talk about that next here on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
The team starts to run itself. The locker room runs itself. You don't have to get up there and talk about standards. You don't have to talk about how we're going to do things. The guys start doing that on their own. And I really think once you start to head in that right direction, you can kind of back off a little bit, and you're going to practice at the same tempo, deal with conflict and issues at a totally different level. So you can start to feel that already.
That was Ryan Poles on the Pat McAfee Show a couple weeks ago. We're going to have a draft preview show tonight from 6 until 9. Mark Grody and Big Ant Heron bring you the Scores draft preview, discussing all angles of the draft. Here on The Score, it is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I am going to be on that show at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm looking forward to talking Bears with Grody and Big Ant.
Bear.
Also, Who's Your Guy is coming up on this show at noon. Is Ryan Poles on the clock now?
That's it, right? You made your big swing. You decided to trade away the incumbent quarterback. You have decided to get your first overall pick, which was a great trade in order to do so. And now this is your time. Like, this is your big decision. If it all lies with this person, I think we all know how big this draft is and what it means. I'm not here for that today. I'm here for how is this going to change your team and how is this shaping your future? And to me, the biggest one overall is your true deadline. Like, you wanted your extended quarterback clock. You got it. Here we are. So now that the team is here and all that you think you need left is who's fitting in at 1-1, who's fitting in at 1-9, then this is it for me. Do you think he gets the 5 years that we think he might get with the Bears? Do you think it's less than that? And frankly, you know, your president's on a similar time frame as well and how he was hired and when. I think it's a longer term, but this is where it gets completely based on you and your decisions.
Well, it's not that I'm breaking any news here, but the head coach is clearly on the clock.
Like, been on the clock.
Like, his seat is pre-warmed. So stuff needs to happen in a very positive manner very quickly, which I do think puts Caleb Williams in a tough position because he should be allowed to learn. Like, there should be a ramping up that he can do as this team's quarterback, because usually it's an outlier if a rookie quarterback does well, but no rookie quarterback has ever landed in the nest that this quarterback is landing in.
I would argue Ben Roethlisberger did, but that's been a long time.
Things maybe more changed. Specifically, like the top pick in the draft landing in a spot like this. Because where was Roethlisberger picked? I gotta look it up.
Thank you. Thank you for answering your own questions.
I thought one of you guys would know it offhand. Sorry.
Is it 14, maybe? I don't know. With Big Ben.
Lawrence asked when a rookie quarterback has been put in this position. So I offered the last time I could think
but
of
yes,
off the top of my head.
Yes, Studs says it better than I did. Like, one of one landing in this spot.
11th overall.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I mean, 11th is still pretty high, gentlemen. 11th is still very high.
And remember, they didn't really let him do a lot. Like, when you look at those Super Bowls, it's similar. Like, when you watch the Ben Roethlisberger first Super Bowl win, it's very similar to the first couple of Tom Brady Super Bowl wins, where it's like, just don't do anything crazy, and we're going to win this game.
I'm pretty sure that was also the instructive for Trent Dilfer.
Facts.
Like, but hey, if you do that, if you just follow instructions, you tend to do well at your job.
Especially when everything around you is really, really great. Now, I don't know if things around Caleb Williams are necessarily great.
I mean, you know how I feel. I still think you can upgrade an offensive line.
I'm with you.
If you're wanting to upgrade a quarterback like that, then you can also do the same at your offensive line.
The center and the left tackle, to me, are places where you can get better. People disagree with me on the left tackle thing, so be it.
I don't.
I appreciate that you don't.
It's not personal.
It really
isn't.
It's
circumstantial.
And the idea that we continue to talk about it as, well, for where he was drafted.
Yeah, that's not.
We're past that now, but we'll see.
It's like saying, well, from the market they came from to here. No.
We'll see.
Nobody cares.
We'll kind of see where things flush out. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Ryan Poles does with 9, even if it's trading the 9 because you know that there are great players that can help you wherever it is you end up going, if that's 12 or 15 or whatever. I'm interested to see how he evaluates this. I'm also super interested in seeing how does the J.J. McCarthy wrinkle, if there is one.
Oh, there is one.
Change the board.
Read the screen right now.
Wow.
What does that say?
Is J.J. McCarthy a top five pick? Yeah. There are people saying he's going second. To which I would say, of course he is, Washington Commanders. Of course he is.
Well, that was a one-time thing. It was designed to work one time. Stop it.
We brought in all the quarterbacks to see if any of them would be alpha males.
This isn't The Bachelor. Settle down.
Somebody's going to go ahead and Ryan Pace themselves, man. They're going to do it.
Nobody's going to know my secret plan.
We're going to see how they reacted.
But I will say this, and I'm going to maintain this. I said it when Justin Fields was still on this team, and we knew that the Bears were drafting Caleb Williams. So it was a few months ago. But every time that you think, oh, this quarterback is supposed to save us all, fart rainbows, and live on a unicorn, I will tell you, the general manager put him in this position. So let's be mindful of that. And that general manager bought himself two more years because of how he constructed this thing.
708 texter, Purdy was a rookie and went to the NFC Championship. You do understand that's not what we're doing here, right?
Purdy also was drafted absolutely last.
He was drafted last, and he wasn't expected to be. This is one of one, because usually what happens is the guy at the top of the draft is going to a bleepy team. That's what we're talking
about.
And
the quarterback they did trade up to take did how?
Yes, he didn't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But they also brought in a whole bunch of quarterbacks to see who was the alpha dog.
But they could withstand that mistake because they had made other decisions correctly.
Who's your alpha dog? And put you in a room with all of these guys. You know what's funny to me? I imagine that had they done the same thing, if Washington had done the same thing with Caleb Williams, that Caleb would have just been in the background just being like, oh, this is weird that you brought all of these guys here too. Whatever.
I mean, to me, it's the you're trying to manufacture adversity because you aren't confident enough in your talent evaluation.
Yeah.
That is not adversity.
Everyone in
That's
the NFL.
That's a show.
Let's ask Rick Neuheisel about this.
Let's.
You know, maybe he can tell us what the thinking is. So let's ask Rick about all of this stuff and get ready for the draft. He's going to join us to talk about it, so don't go anywhere. That's next here on The Score.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.